We will buy the most expensive and we will have the most beautiful children, but they will not be the coolness of our eyes. In drugs and drink and gamble or in other kind of sins they will be indulging, and we will be crying tears of blood, but it will be of no avail. So we must make Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala ours, then everything will become ours. So there we make a lot of so therefore in this ayat we are told that when they have committed aggression, when they are against themselves, when they have done injustice to themselves, and now they come to you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they seek forgiveness from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala for their sins. And you too, O Rasul, you also ask Allah ta'ala to forgive them. Then they will find Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala most forgiving and most merciful. In other words, two things must happen here. One is that that person himself must be seeking forgiveness from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam also seeks forgiveness for him from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. In other words, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam cannot forgive our sins. Allah ta'ala is the one who is going to forgive the sins. But we are asking for Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's intercession. So this verse, just as it applied to those people, the Mufassirin have said that even in our time when a person goes there and he addresses Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam with this verse, then he will get the same results. So we must go there in a very, very dignified manner, and we must stand there with our heads lowered. And this time we must realize that we are now standing in front of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has given him that spiritual eye which is going to x-ray us exactly what we have come with in our hearts. He will see the filth in our hearts. If there's malice there, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam will see it. If there is greed there, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam will see it, that this ummati of mine has come filled with greed of this world. If there is any kind of envy and jealousy, he is going to see it. If there is lust and evil and if there is evil passions and desires that have been filled in that heart, then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is going to be seeing that. It is like an x-ray machine when a person stands in front of that, how it x-rays the person. Here Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam will be x-raying our hearts. So we should not be standing there with our thoughts in something else. We must forget all those loves that we had in this world and all the other desires which were evil. We must leave that behind, make sincere tawbah from that. And when we are standing at the roza of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, then there we must be certain that we are standing there with the love in our hearts for no one else but Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And all the other love that we have for our wives, for our children, for our parents and for our families and for the businesses, which is halal love, that is permissible, we can have it in the heart. But the love of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam must be more than all that halal love also. The heart must be there filled with nothing except this realization that I am standing right in front of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and therefore I should not be standing here with evil in my heart, with passions and desires which are rejected and condemned by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. What will be my condition if Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has to be made aware of this condition of my heart? And do not doubt this for one minute, because we do not have a spiritual eye, we think others haven't got it too. Ask the awliya-i-kiram that what do they see with their spiritual eye. Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala, a person came to his majlis and he sat there. Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala looked into his eye and then he said, what is happening to our people these days that they commit zina and then they come and sit down in our majlis? Now where did Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala see that zina? Hazrat Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi, when a person is making wuzu, he shouldn't look into that water, because when you're making wuzu, sins wash off with the water. He could see the sins in that water. So we do not have that spiritual eye. So many people, Allah Ta'ala has given them that kind of an eye, that they see something else and we only see the outward material things. So if Allah Ta'ala can give to ordinary awliya that kind of an eye, then what kind of an eye he must have given Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So my brothers, those who are going to Madina Sharif, please, this is one thing that you must be careful, that when you are going towards the roza of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, those radios and tape recorders and videos and gold jewelry and bangles and the baggage and the luggage which you have to pass through customs and all that weight that you will have to carry now from Makkah to Madina Sharif and Madina Sharif to Makkah Sharif and Jeddah, and what is going to, and your tickets and your other problems, all that, just leave it behind in your hotel rooms. When you are at the roza of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, it must be nothing but as-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah in a very dignified manner. If you can read, Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi, ya ayyuha alladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima, Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. If you can read Inna Allah wa malaika, and then 70 times, according to the hadith, or according to the report, sallallahu alayka ya Muhammad. But our ulama have said that out of respect, it is better that you recite 70 times, As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah. Softly. Then Allah Ta'ala has got an angel to say, peace be upon you too, and may your needs be fulfilled. Now we are getting again the return. One Durood Sharif, one Salam, Allah Ta'ala forgives 10 sins of ours, elevates our position 10 times, give us 10 rahmat and blessings. So at the Rosa of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, now he is listening to us directly. So there we should address Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and say, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when I was in my country, I was not obedient to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and to you. I was not following the beautiful way of life that you had shown to us. I was cheating, I was gambling, I was committing adultery and fornication, and I was indulging in so many other sins. We all know what sins we have committed. I was watching so much of evil on television. All that I have come with. Now Ya Rasulullah, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has informed us that when they have committed aggression against themselves and they come to you and they seek forgiveness from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and you too Ya Rasulullah seek forgiveness on their behalf, then you will find Allah ta'ala most forgiving and most merciful. Ya Rasulullah, I may have come with a heart that is filled with all kind of vice and evil and filth, but Ya Rasulullah, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala made you pure and pure and blessed, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives so much of consideration to your dua and your words. Therefore, I am seeking your intercession. Ya, O my beloved Nabi of Allah, I am here at your Rosa. Please do not reject me. I may be rejected whilst I was there in South Africa, or I may have done so many things which are from those a'mal which bring about rejection and destruction and disaster. But Ya Rasulullah says, I've made tawbah, sincere tawbah, and I'm seeking forgiveness from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And all my beloved Nabi, you also seek forgiveness on my behalf. Because if you are not going to make shafaat for me, if you are not going to intercede for me, then I will end up in Jahannam. So with this kind of a thing, you can address Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in the language you understand, there's no harm. At the Rosa of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, one Bedouin came. Hazrat Ubaidullah Tabi says that one Bedouin came, and he recited the same verse, he said the same thing to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and thereafter he said that, O you earth, you gained your greatness and nobility and you gained your position of honor because of the burial of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. If Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was not buried there, then you would have been of no consequence. That means that piece of ground which is more precious than the arsh, why did it gain its significance? It is because of the burial of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So he said, oh you earth, you gained your significance and your virtue because of the burial of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And thereafter he said, after having said that, is nafsil fida'u li qabrin anta sakinuhu, nafsil fida'u li qabrin anta sakinuhu, fihi al-afafu wa fihi al-judu wal-karamu. نفس الفداء لقبر أنت ساكنه فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم. He said, may my nafs be sacrificed over that grave where you are resting, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. For therein lies virtue, goodness and generosity and kindness. It is not just a body that was placed in that grave. It was not Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was not any ordinary human being. He said, there is full of virtue that has been buried there. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's greatness, his kindness, his generosity, his sincerity, his charity, his nobility, and all the virtues that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam possessed. He said, oh earth, how fortunate you are that you received all that. Ya shafa'atuhu, anta shafi'u allazi turja shafa'atuhu, على الصراط إذا ما زلت القدم. You are the interceder whose intercession will be sought on the day of Qiyamah over the pul sirat, when lots of people are going to slip and fall into Jahannam. He said, Ya Rasulullah, if you are not going to intercede, then the danger is that I will go into Jahannam too. So we will hope for your intercession to go into Jannah. وَصَاحِبَاكَ فَلَا أَنْسَاهُمَا أَبَدًا مِنِّ السَّلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ مَا جَرَ الْقَلَمُ. And your two companions, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu and Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, he said, I cannot forget them. And Ya Rasulullah said, may salam from my side be upon you until the pens keep writing, that is until the day of judgment. How beautiful he said. And then he went one side, and Muhammad bin Ubaidullah, he said that when I slept, I was I saw Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and Nabi Alayhi said, search for this person and tell him that his intercession has been granted and he has been forgiven. So there at the Rauza of Nabi Alayhi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, many things have happened. I always mention this incident that Hazrat Sayyid Ahmad Rifai Rahmatullah Alayhi was in the same time as Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jailani Rahmatullah Alayhi. Both of them were in that pilgrimage and both of them were in Medina Sharif at that time when this incident took place. So Hazrat Sayyid Ahmad Rifai Rahmatullah Alayhi, when he presented himself there, he said, "Fi halatil bu'di ruhi kuntu ursiluha." He said, "Ya Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when I was far away, from there I used to send my soul to come to your Rauza and convey my salams. However, here today, Ya Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi, I am present in person. Extend your hand so that I may kiss your hand and I shake your hand." 90,000 people are witnesses to this fact who were in the masjid at that time, that the hand of Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasalam emerged and Hazrat Sayyid Ahmad Rifai Rahmatullah Alayhi kissed the Mubarak hand of Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasalam, and thousands of people collapsed there unconscious because of the nur and the light that shone from that hand of Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasalam. Now this was not reported by one person. If it was one person, we'll say that it might be a fairy tale. So many things are happening. The Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasalam's visit to his Rauza, as I said, it must be full of love for Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and that pledge and that commitment that when we return from there, we are going to follow the teachings of Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasalam. Brothers, it is very sad to say, but it is true, we have to say it, that many, many people are going for Hajj. But exactly as Hazrat Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, that the travelers are on the increase and the Hajis have decreased. There are plenty of travelers up and down, but the real Haji we do not find today. The same way with Medina Sharif, in Medina Sharif, the sins that have been committed there,